You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. You're here with Marcy and Willem.
Hi.
We are joined by Morningsiders. Morningsiders are an NYC-based alternative folk group consisting of Magnus Ferguson, Reed Jenkins, Cody Gibson, and David Sue. Based in New York City, Magnus and Reed formed the group in 2012 as sophomores at Columbia University. The band's debut live music video, Empress, quickly went viral around campus, and soon after, Morningsiders performed with Malcolm Moore and Ryan Lewis at Columbia's 2013 spring concert. In 2014, the group released their first two singles, Empress and Welcome Rain, the first of which was broadcast nationwide in Starbucks' Mother's Day commercial, featuring a voiceover by Oprah Winfrey. Their debut project, Unfocused, released in February of 2015, and it demonstrates an impressionistic Americana sound derived from their acoustic influences. With an emphasis in storytelling, the group combines lush harmonies, folk instrumentation, and unconventional percussion to create an intimate listening space. In the summer 2015, Empress was synced in the pilot episode of Amy Poehler's Hulu show, Difficult People. Tonight, Morningsiders will be performing for us here at Lafayette College at 8 p.m. in the Kirby House. So definitely come out and check them out. So you guys want to say hello to your audience?
That was so thorough.
That was a lot, right?
It was lovely. Was it all adjectives.
Accurate? Was it accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think we need to answer totally anything. My name is Magnus. I play guitar and I sing.
My name is Cody Gibson and I play lead bass.
My name is Reed. I play second violin. I'm first chair though. I worked really, really hard to get there. I also sing.
I'm Jesse Shevin. I am the understudy for David Sue. I'm playing his role tonight, so I'm going to do my best to answer as he would.
Okay. So, first of all, I read that Magnus and Reed started the band. So, how did the two others join? How did that happen?
We were playing through college. That was the first time we came to Lafayette. We were juniors, I think. And that was a good hang.
Well, that was back in like 2013, right?
Yeah, seniors.
Yeah. Oh, we were seniors.
We were seniors.
Yeah. So that was cool, and we had a great time. But when we graduated, we found ourselves Reed and I were basically the only ones irresponsible enough to try to keep doing it. And we met Cody around that time through a mutual friend, and started playing with him like towards the end of that year, and he's pretty good. He's all right. And then
David, basically same story. We met David through college, and he
played in rival groups.
Yeah, played in rival groups when we were in school, and right around when we made our first EP, Unfocus, we kind of were like, hey, you know, Cody and David are now like kind of part of the band. So that was about, that was 9 months ago. And so that I kind of consider that like the official kind of like birth time of Cody and David.
We were,
we were birthed 9 months ago. Birthday and time. Yeah,
it was super
very
sticky.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
So I can imagine. Empress is an amazing song, and I'm going to transition here to that. What is the backstory, and who wrote it?
Magnus?
I wrote it. That's like, we had like two songs. So, to be honest, like before the whole spring concert thing, we were not much of a band. We were like a campus. We played for our friends and like Mardi Gras parties and frat houses. Like, it wasn't a real... So we had like two or three songs, and that was one of them. It was sort of about, it's from the perspective of kind of like a clueless guy who can only like see, like approaches a relationship, and is really only about himself. And so it's not really that like to us, or to me at least, it's not much of a love song. It's sort of a look at what like a freshman in college like how stupid that kid might be when approaching a relationship. But it also is sort of sweet, I guess. Like, there's an honesty to that sort of like self-centeredness, a sincerity to it.
People can definitely relate.
Oh yeah, I can personally attest to that.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I relate to it somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That kind of leads me to my question. So you started out, was Lafayette your first gig outside of like Columbia? And like,
it wasn't outside of Columbia. We played. We had played gigs in New York City. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say that it was our first kind of official gig out of the city and out of the state.
Word. So what's it been like? So you've been like playing other places, just sort of touring around. How's that been for you, the transition?
It's pretty fun. Yeah. Like, we sort of just pile into a car that's too small and drive ludicrous distances. We just did a sweep from like the northmost tip of Michigan to basically DC or like Maryland.
Nice.
And you get pretty inventive about staying with friends or like acquaintances or friends of acquaintances.
Especially grandmothers.
Yeah.
Really?
We found a grandmother along the way.
Not any of your grandmothers?
Our grandmothers. Somebody, but a grandmother to someone, grandparents. And they're the best to stay with.
Yeah.
Wow.
I highly recommend
just staying with other people's grandparents.
Yeah.
Other people who haven't had experience with grandmothers.
Yeah. You know, they're pretty great.
Yeah.
They feed you.
Mm-hmm.
It's home cooked meals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty scrappy, you know. We're just trying to play for as many people as we can that haven't heard us, and that's like most people probably.
Next week we're flying to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
We're excited. So you're doing a lot of touring, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So outside of touring and recording music, what do you guys do for fun? Or outside of fun?
For fun?
Outside of, or do you have other, is this your main job?
Well, Magnus is getting a World of Warcraft account with his girlfriend
in January.
Month.
Yeah. So psyched.
So like a combined account?
No. So the whole idea is that we both have a character on each of our accounts that we only play with the other person.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of, it's like, it'll bring us closer. You know?
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically doing this, you know. Yeah. We like, it's definitely a struggle, and you know, we accept odd jobs whenever we can. Like, I teach guitar and read,
babysit
shepherd's children.
I am a manny.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Yeah, it is actually. He's a sweet kid.
So, like, just whenever you have a gig, you just like around the area, you just set up a poster saying, "I will watch your children."
Not quite those words.
Yeah. I will care over.
It's like a picture of a man in a mask with. He's like, God, good watcher. I don't know. I mean, the good thing about driving around is that you don't really spend a lot of money. You just don't really have chances to.
Whereas in New York, you definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In New York, it just sort of falls out of your pants as you walk around.
So you all live in New York City when you're not touring?
Yeah.
So do you guys have any cool pre-show routines?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I know.
They're definitely not cool.
I know.
To answer your question, no.
I know Magnus is down pat. You can basically tell Magnus's stress levels. They're in three stages. Number one, most shows Magnus will like rewrite the set list three times. Like,
you gotta get it tight.
Right. Yeah. It's just like
the transition.
You know, we wrote a set list this morning. Magnus will write another one. And like, if it's really bad, he'll write another one, and he'll be like, "Guys, what are we gonna do?" And then number two, he starts warming up his voice by like screaming at the top of his lungs, like kind of vaguely,
like that first scene from Anchorman.
Yeah, Kind of, okay. Yeah, no, he's quoted that many times.
Much like that.
Good.
Yeah.
Stage number three is he'll start. He used to be a really amazing fencer, and he started ghost fencing. He'll start ghost fencing.
Fencing ghosts?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, that's about right. And he'll just be like, I have to explain to people like, oh, he's ghost fencing because he has a lot of adrenaline. Number four. Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into number four.
DEFCON 4? I'm intrigued.
I have a lot of stress about sound checks. I'm stressed about the sound check we're about to have in like 20 minutes.
Oh, don't
like,
worry about it. It's going to be super chill.
You know, it's like what everyone always says. If you make the sound guy grumpy, it's going to sound grumpy. You know?
Oh, no. That's our sound guy, he can't get grumpy. Don't worry.
No, but we can make him grumpy.
he contractually just can't get grumpy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, he's a really, really sweet guy. Oh.
Well, that's definitely like the first thing you hear when you're at a show is mm-hmm. just like if like things are plugged in right, you know, which is kind of absurd. Like we could like play our little hearts out and it happens, you know, it definitely happens where something just gets mucked up and that's way more obvious than whatever little nuance you're trying to inject into the show. So yeah, in defense of my like pre-show crankiness, I feel like sound checks are hugely important.
Oh, for sure.
But as a group, do you guys do anything to prepare?
Calisthenics.
Sometimes we touch pinkies.
Yeah.
Oh, like in a you all touch the same pinky, or
do it now?
Just
I guess this won't really help.
I'm usually too busy. Not being in the same room as Magnus.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm usually like, okay, gotta like go like be somewhere else. Group pinkies, and we like bring it in and
nice
stuff like that. And make set lists.
Good. Yeah.
So who are you guys' biggest music influences?
Three B's.
Oh. It has to be three B's.
No, last time we were here,
it was Beethoven,
Sam,
Biggie Smalls
bass with us at the time. Yeah,
right,
said,
you remember
Beethoven, Biggie, and Bird, which is not a good answer. I feel like
it's the whole musical spectrum.
What kind of birds was he talking about?
All of them.
Every bird.
Just birds.
Just
birds in general.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's Andrew Bird, who's a pretty... I'd say he's a steady influence on mm-hmm. on our genre.
We like Andrew Bird. I like Dr. Dog a lot, and, like, Spoon. That's sort of, like, rickety folk rock stuff. I don't know. It always makes me feel good.
Dr. Dog has cool tendencies where, like, things are very uneven.
Yeah.
And they don't... Like, we're in a genre of pop where we're trying to... sort of like put something quirky or different in it, and Dr. Dog does that really well, maybe too well, so much that they're not exactly pop.
Dude, they played Bowery Ballroom like 9 nights in a row.
Wow, that is
a couple
lot
of months
of
ago.
Nights in a row.
I guess that was around New Year's, so that was like many couple of months ago. But they were, I mean, it was crazy. I caught the 9th show and none of them could sing, but it was still awesome.
They lost their voices.
Word. So what's it been like having your songs on, like, meeting Oprah, meeting Amy Poehler?
Do you really think that happened? That didn't happen. Oh, okay. No, we didn't meet those people.
Yeah, but what was it like having them on your...
Well, we were in a retreat in Maine on an island when we heard that
Empress really?
Was blowing up.
That's crazy.
We
were making bacon on an island that didn't have much reception. So our manager was texting us and trying to call us and get a hold of us. And we just weren't very responsive. We're just like, okay, cool. We're going to go outside now.
We're on an island?
Yep.
Where were you guys?
Is it a secret island?
It's not a secret
island. It's not a secret island. It's an island called Swan's Island. And we were at a folk festival that I've gone to with my family since I was 6, and I started bringing the band. The band started bringing me, the band started going about four. I think this was your 4th year, Magnus.
Yeah, it's sort of more like a reunion than a folk festival. Like, for me at least, it's turned into like the reset button every year. It's like the same cast of like 30 awesome
total weirdos,
folkies. Yeah, and
just kidding.
You sort of like combine and mishmash with each other and put on like a 2-hour show for a couple nights in a row. And it's mostly just like locals and people who are like sailing by. But yeah, I mean, it's the best thing to do with three of your friends to just like.
Where is this island located?
It's in Maine.
It's in Maine. It's an island off the coast of Mount Desert Island, which is where like Bar Harbor is. A lot of people have heard of Bar Harbor. It's kind of like in the heart of Maine vacation land, like lobsters and, you know, big. It's called the Acadia National Park. It's really, really, really beautiful area.
So nice.
Cool. So do you get like any inspiration from this? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because we're definitely among the youngest mm-hmm. people at it in the cast. And it's so amazing to see people who have been singing the same songs with each other for like decades, you know? And they like, I think, when you're in college or even like when you're in high school, you you grab on to like music really fast and like mm-hmm. Intensely, like you want to be connected to it, but there's something like slightly different going on when like your life has sort of like constantly had like a list of like 30 songs coming back over and over and over, and it's amazing to just watch them. And like, to me, that's what folk music sort of is, and why I think we're still trying to make folk music, even though like we're playing with a kit and, you know, singing about stuff. I don't know, but like folk music to me is like it's really tied up with memory and like ritual and reunion and things like that, and that's what this thing is all about. So we sort of just stand there in awe the whole time and join in when we can.
So that's like your end goal, to just be like these, like this group of friends just playing music.
Yeah, I forever. Mean, I hope we're already sort of a group of friends playing music.
I think we've made it that far.
Yeah, apparently not before soundcheck. That's real
group
nice
of enemies.
I hope I don't get too close today.
Too close to what?
To Reed.
All right. Well, we are so excited to hear you guys, and I'm going to let you get to soundcheck now. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having us. We can't wait to play.
Word.